Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The woman at the center of Minnesota's Feeding Our Future fraud case will be sentenced this morning in federal court. 45-year-old Amy Bach was convicted on multiple fraud charges tied to a scheme that prosecutors say stole about $250 million in child nutrition money during the pandemic. Federal prosecutors are seeking a 50-year prison sentence for Bach. Trump administration officials will be in Minneapolis today to announce a major law enforcement action involving fraud in Minnesota. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz are attending the news conference. The gun violence prevention package that failed to pass the Minnesota legislature will be a campaign issue this summer and fall. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shearer says there was no middle ground on banning assault-style weapons in high-capacity magazines.
The Republicans are reflecting a widespread opinion in greater Minnesota against additional gun restrictions. And so they were politically quite comfortable in their position, just as the DFL is very comfortable with their urban base that is more in favor of gun restrictions.
And an extra special Memorial Day for a Southwest Minnesota family as a World War II serviceman is finally coming home more than 80 years after his death.
Thomas Ruth of Jackson was killed during a Pacific aerial mission in 1943 when his plane crashed in the Solomon Islands. He was declared dead in 1946 after being listed as missing in action. Investigators later discovered the crash site in 2013, and DNA testing confirmed Ruth's identity in April of 2025. Lieutenant Ruth will be buried May 27th at Riverside Cemetery in Jackson. Tasha Radel, MNN.
A new Minnesota law is giving seniors in assisted living and nursing homes more freedom in their day-to-day lives. Leading Edge Minnesota Vice President Aaron Hupert says it allows facilities to serve alcohol without needing a full liquor license.
This is where residents live. It's their home. It's not a dining establishment. It's not, you know, a restaurant. This is where they are choosing to live. And so they should be allowed to enjoy an alcoholic beverage if they'd like.
Supporters say the senior happy hour law restores dignity and autonomy for older adults. And the Twins topped the Astros 4-1 Thursday at Target Field to win the three-game series. Pitcher Joe Ryan allowed one run over six innings and struck out nine for his third victory. Ryan Kreidler hit the go-ahead three-run homer in the fourth inning. Victor Caratini also went deep for Minnesota. The Twins open a series Friday at Fenway Park in Boston. This is MNN.